Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Oh, beautiful. What kind of company is this?
We're a third-party call center helping assist with different products such as dietary products, meal enhancement, skincare products, and CBD products, and some electronic products.
Beautiful. Okay. Something was charged my credit card. I just seen a transaction on my credit card. Okay, and your phone number to your company was with the transaction. That's why I am calling. I did not order anything from your company. Okay.
All right. Let me see here. All right. Can I have your zip code, please?
My zip code?
Yes, sir.
Is 33160.
All right, and your first and last name, please.
Well, who is the person that made the transaction?
Let me see.
You can tell me because this is my bank account.
Okay. All right. For me, okay, could you give me your last four of your bank account? I mean, of your card, the last four digits?
You want the, okay.
Just the last four. Nothing more.
Let me get my wallet. Yeah, this is going to be good. Because my account was charged $70. Okay, hold on. Do you have any information about me?
I see a Alan Rogers.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to go further until the account is verified.
Okay.
But
well,
it doesn't have
okay.
to be with the four digits since I did say the name. And so you can verify it with the shipping address.
Well, okay. My shipping address is in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida.
Okay. So I see this. All right. And so I do see an account. And it was for – I see it was – it's for some scopes. Did you call and get these canceled?
I don't. First of all, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. It's
okay.
For,
what?
So
you're telling me these are CBD products?
And some electronic products. And I do see here were the Cosmic scopes. Those we help assist with those as well.
Oh, a Cosmic. Wait a minute. I ordered. Wait a minute. Yes, I ordered a telescope, that little telescope yesterday. So, what is the bank? What is the bank? The name of the company that goes through the bank.
It'll be Cosmic Scopes, as or it'll have BSR Top Cosmic Scopes.
No, no, it would not. You work from home, correct?
Could you repeat that?
Do you work from home?
No,
the
sir.
The only reason why I'm asking is I spoke to a girl yesterday. Okay. I ordered one of those little telescopes. That's what your company sells, right? Okay. I ordered one of them telescopes. And for some reason, I was charged twice, and I had her give me a refund of one of those things. So you just don't sell CBD products. You sell a wide variety of things.
Yes, sir. We help assist with
those.
Oh,
okay. Okay, yeah, because the transaction doesn't go through the bank as Cosmic whatever it does. It comes out something about modern living. Does that sound familiar to you?
Let me see. Give me one moment. Because it depends on, because the Cosmic Scopes, you can order them from many different websites. So depending on the website you ordered it from, then that's what
yep.
it'll go through as the bank from. But all of them, like, no matter what website you order them from, if you want to call customer support, you'll still get this number. And so it'll go through with many different names depending on the website you ordered from. And I do see where you did call in, and I'm guessing she may have refunded the wrong one, because I see she refunded a $59.98, but that was for the scope. And so then the other charge, it says a scope and a case. So that's why it's
That is the one that I told her I wanted.
Okay, so you wanted the scope and the case?
Yes.
Okay, so she refunded you for the, I don't know how that 59 was extra charged, but she did refund you for that. But with the scope and the case, that'll be that $69.97 charge.
Oh, okay. So, all right. That's what I was charged for, the scope and the case. Okay. And the other one, I was refunded, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you scared the bejesus out of me.
I'm sorry.
Because you said CBD products and stuff like that. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't order anything like that. Then when you brought up the cosmic scope, I, all right. Okay.
Yes, so we help assist with different.
Wow, you scared the bejesus out of me.
I'm sorry about that.
No, it's not your fault. This has happened to me before around the Christmas holiday. Quite a few years ago, somebody had ordered sound equipment from Hong Kong, and it was over $2,000.
Oh, I would have been so upset. I just felt that.
Yeah. You know, I check the transactions all the time. When I seen that, I went to the bank right away, and the bank gave me my money back, and, you know, they did an investigation, and...
I left my car one time in the mall on the little where the clothes be at, and it was some man. He had picked it up, and he ordered, I guess he was ordering for his son. He got his son like a little motorbike for little kids, and he got like some bumping cars, some gloves, and some clothes. And at first, I didn't realize it until I got my bank statement. Because I usually don't check my account, but I started checking it now. And I was like, when did I order this?
You need to check it every month.
And it
you check your bank account every month. As long as you have a checking account or a debit card, you check your statement every month. Me, I check it every other day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I also found out just recently, you can go on the app for Bank of America and you can lock down your card over your phone.
Ooh,
and then when you want to use it, you can unlock it. You didn't know that, right?
No. Oh, I'm going to ask my bank about that.
What bank do you have?
ASC Credit Union.
Oh, the credit union's better than a regular bank.
Mhm. Oh,
okay,
really?
Okay, so yeah. Yeah. You having an account with a credit union is better than Bank of America.
Okay.
Credit. You need to talk to your credit union and find out exactly the benefits you have with being with a credit union. You will be impressed with what you are involved with. Credit unions are very good to be involved with when it comes to loans. And stuff like that.
See, I didn't know none of this.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, you see, you're fresh. I'm 58.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, always check your bank statement.
Mm-hmm.
And credit union, you need to, can you walk into your credit union?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to go into the credit union and speak to somebody about making you clear on exactly what kind of benefits you have since you are involved with the credit union, and ask them what is the difference between a regular bank and a credit union. You will be impressed at what you got yourself into. Okay, me, I just never went to a credit union. But being involved with a credit union, stuff like that, is very good.
And see, the reason I
Okay.
went to a credit union because it was pretty. For some reason, I was like, oh, that's a cute bank, because my mom bank, I didn't like her bank. And so, and I
So
thought the
you
bank
picked
was
a bank
cute.
because of the way it looked.
Yeah.
You are so funny.
And it
No,
was cute, and it had like some little glass things in it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I want that one. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty.
Oh, yeah. But a credit union, you picked a credit union, you picked a good one. Okay. Being that you're so young, let me just give you some advice. You are working. You are getting a paycheck, correct? Okay. Are you putting any money away? How much, I'm not talking about dollars and cents. Percentage-wise, how much are you putting away?
About, let's say 50%.
You're putting half of your paycheck away?
Every time I get paid, I put half of it away.
Okay, so you're still living at home.
Yeah.
No. Don't be ashamed of that. Do not be ashamed of that. My son just moved out last year, and he's 26. I didn't want him to move out at all. Okay, so that is good. You are banking your money. You are saving money. But when you continue saving your money, and when you decide to live out on your own, always put 10% of your earnings away. So when you retire, because that's good, you're starting early. By the time you reach your retirement age, I mean, you could have a substantial amount of money. You wouldn't have to worry about anything once you retire. You can live comfortably. So continue doing what you're doing. Thank you for scaring the bejesus out of me. Now I know what that charge was.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
You see, I bought one of those things. I live in Miami, and I rent an apartment with my wife right across the street from the beach, and we're up on the 15th floor. She likes to sit out on the terrace and look at the stars. So this little telescope is supposed to be very strong, very powerful, according to what it says. So I figure I'll order one of these things for her, and when she looks up at the sky, and she sees something, that's weird, she can just look at it, and look at it up close, hopefully. Hopefully this telescope is what they say it is.
Yes, that is so nice.
Yeah. Because when it's dark out, there's not much light. So, down in Miami, when it's not cloudy out, the stars are really bright. So you can see all the stars in the sky. So I figured I'd get her one of these little things
Oh,
that she
she's
can.
gonna love it.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I mean, it's not much. To me, it's not much. But, I try to do something nice for her. Her birthday is Valentine's Day.
Oh, see, that's just so
Yeah.
perfect. Birthday and Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah. Well, I've been with her 34 years. She doesn't want anything anymore. I've always taken her out to nice restaurants, spend a lot of money on the restaurant and stuff like that.
That's what
But
my, because
she.
my mom's birthday is with Mother's Day a little bit. And so this year I got her, it's like a glass heart. And on the side, it's like engraved in it. It's like a tree. And so what you do on the trunk of the tree, you put, I put my mom name. And so then like the tree grows, and instead of leaves, you're supposed to put like the kid's name and the grandkids. And so that's what I got her from
Oh, yeah, it's like
Mother's
a
Day.
family tree.
And like
Oh, that is nice.
And her last name is Bedgood. And so like it says on the tree, it says Bedgood, then EST 1973, and then like all of her kids' names on the little leaves and grandkids.
That is so nice. You see, you that is so nice. You're a sweet daughter. You have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yes.
How many?
I have two brothers and two sisters.
Okay. just, you know, food for thought. If you ever want to get your mom, you know, a nice present. Does your mother like jewelry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You go to a jewelry store, ask them if they have any mother's rings.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is, the reason why I asked how many brothers and sisters you have is because, you know what a birthstone is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A mother's ring, if she has five kids, they will make a mother's ring for you with everybody's birthstone in the ring. So now when she wears a ring, her children will always be with her.
Oh my, that is so, I like that idea. See,
yeah,
I'm going to get that too.
Yeah, price them. But look up everybody's birthstone, because birthstones go according to the month of the year. Like, what month are you born?
I was born in July.
Okay. You look up what stone represents the month of July, and that will be your birthstone. And you look up your brother's birthday, the month he was born, and look up his birthstone. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you get everybody's birthstone. You know, you go to the jewelry store, you let them know what month everybody is born, and they'll try and make a ring for you with everybody's birthstone in it. And then your mom can wear the ring, and everybody will always be with your mom. It's pretty cool, right?
Yes, I love that idea.
Oh, yeah, and I think your mom will love it, too. Yeah. I think she'll really like that. Because a lot of people don't think about their moms. Okay, about stuff like that. My parents are gone. Always be good to your parents. Okay. Always keep in touch with your parents, because when they're gone, they're gone. Okay, always respect your mom. Listen to what your mom says. But the mother's ring,
mm-hmm.
That's just something for you to think about. You know, whenever you go out to a jewelry store, ask them, hey, do you have any mother's rings? And let them, you know, show you mother's rings and stuff like that. Just get an idea.
Yeah, I love that idea, actually.
I think your mother will love it. Next time her birthday comes around, if you have the money saved up,
mm-hmm.
Get her a mother's ring, and she'll say, what's this? I'll say, well, that's a mother's ring. That's everybody's birthstone in the ring. You wear the ring, all of us will be with you all the time. Oh, she'll probably bring a tear to her eye.
Yeah, because I was almost one close to mine.
Yes. Yeah, it's, you know, it's just something to, you know, do, you know, nice for your mom, so. I'm glad you cleared up this little thing with me, because I was like, no way, not my card again. So thank you very much for making me feel better and scaring the heck out of me.
You're welcome.
just save your money. Save your money and always be good to your mom and your dad.
Most definitely.
Fathers are always the last one to be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
They're always the last one to be remembered. But, you take care of yourself, and you have a good night.
You too have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.